As the congregation is seated, the children are invited to join me over on this side of the church for the children's message this morning. So come on up, guys. We're going to head over here. They're on their way. They're trying to figure out, where is he this week? So guys, you all know we've been doing children's messages on the windows of the church. And last week I said, we are out of windows. Do you remember that? We're out of windows. And so one of the kids said, why don't you do the flags? So guess what we're going to do? We're going to do the flags. So yes, we take requests. If you have other requests for children's messages, send me an email. So this flag here, it's in many churches, not just our church, many congregations have this. This is called the Christian flag, and so I want to look at it. I'm sure everybody can tell the main symbol, but I want to look at some details about it. So way up here, what's this symbol?
That's a cross.
That's a cross. So whenever you see a cross, of course, that means Jesus, right, who died on the cross. Now I want us to notice something else. What color is the cross?
Red.
It's red. Why do you think it's red? Because that's the color of what?
Blood.
And blood, right? So Jesus went to the cross for you and for me, and he shed his blood there. So it's not just a cross, it's a red cross. And so that reminds us of what Jesus has done. Now the red cross is in a square. What color is that square?
Blue.
It's blue. So blue, you guys are doing good on your colors today. Blue makes me think of water. So think about, if I say water, what did you think about at church? Baptism, right? I hear somebody say it. So Jesus died on the cross to forgive our sins, and that came to us in the waters of our baptism, right? So it's something that he did then, but came to us at our baptismal font. Then the rest of the flag is what?
White.
It's white, and that stands for having been washed clean, right? So Jesus died for our sins, baptized us, and now we are clean and right. We're bright and shiny for the Lord, right? That we have no sins sticking to us because Jesus has washed them all away. Did folks know those things about that flag, right? You see it and see the cross. So there it is. When we come into church, you can always see that. Say, there's a flag that reminds me of my Savior and his cross and his shedding of his blood and his baptizing me and making me clean, right? So that's a Christian flag. And we have it in our congregation. Anytime you see it, be reminded of who Jesus is and what he's done for us. All right. Thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your spots. In congregation, we sing the hymn of the day.